Well, we had a really interesting thing happen at the station. I want to say it was on Thursday, actually. Our news director, Joe Fredericks, came up to me. He's like, hey, you got to check out this fiddler who I caught downtown playing some tunes, busking around, and getting some good respect from the local community. And so, lo and behold, minutes later, she showed up, and we got a live recording with her. It's Abigail Aerosmith, and we learned all about her and a group that she used to play with called Railyard Ghosts. And we got some fiddle tunes to play for you now from Abigail. We'll be talking to her about her travels and stories and thoughts on traditional music. It's all coming up here right now. We're going to start off actually here with one of her tunes that she wrote. It's a Cajun tune. I didn't quite get the name of it, but we're going to play it anyway. Here we go. It's Abigail Aerosmith. There we go, some Cajun fiddling from Abigail Aerosmith here, who's just joining us on the air today. And Abigail,
hello.
What are you doing up here in town? How are you?
I'm doing great. I have some family that live around town, and won't name drop them, but they're well loved by the local community. Every once in a while, I'll make my way up to the North Shore to come visit them.
So yeah, I heard that you were busking out in downtown just earlier today or yesterday, and we're having a good time with that.
Yeah, the last 2 days it's been great. There's still actually quite a number of people in town for the cold fall weather, but I was welcomed warmly.
Great. So a little bit of a Cajun tuned. Have you spent a lot of time in New Orleans?
I actually have spent a fair bit of time down there. I don't really have a Cajun fiddling background. But this was a tune that I recently composed in the last year, and then actually my sweetheart kind of helped me. I had all the bits and pieces, and he said, okay, try this, try that, and we kind of fit it together into a tune, and then I decided, well, if it's a Cajun tune, I have to sit and try and write some lyrics for it. So
in French, no less.
In French, for sure. I don't know. I think it's pretty accurate. My French has become rusty, but decided that felt appropriate.
So what's kind of your musical background?
Well, I never really took lessons. I've mostly self-taught for the last 9 years or 10 years that I've been playing this instrument. And I kind of just started learning by ear, and the people that I was learning to play music with, just sort of like a folk background, I guess, which can really be all-encompassing, but in the last, 5 years, I've moved into learning the Celtic tunes and the old-time tunes, and I'd like to get a little wider range repertoire under my belt, especially with Cajun and some of those other fun fiddle traditions.
Yeah. What drew you to the Celtic stuff?
That's a really good question. I guess maybe it was probably when I went over to Ireland. I've, gone over to Europe a few times and just spent months traveling around there before, and so I did spend a month or two in Ireland just wandering about, and I have some other friends who are Canadians, and they have a pretty strong background with that type of fiddle music. So I think it was just a love of the music and the people and the culture, and then also being there and seeing what that was like. And yeah, it's really amazing to see how much they still are holding strong to those traditions, and even the young kids are super shredders. And they really just love the music. Anyone, you could walk into any pub there and some really drunk guy will just bust out in a drunk ballad and the whole bar will go silent and listen to it, even if it's just kind of, entertaining a drunk.
Yeah. And speaking of Canada, there's a lot of fiddle tradition in French Canada around the Maritime area, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And I've actually, some of my Canadian friends who are also great musicians, they do a tradition of keeping the beat with their feet that comes from French Canadian music, which is, I guess I don't know if it has a name, I just call it foot tapping, but I do that as well when I'm playing. And it's just during, reels or something that's 4/4 timing, you can't do it with jigs or something that's not a straight beat, but so that's kind of a fun thing I've taken from that tradition, and I sort of apply it to any sort of 4/4 timing tune.
Nice, mixing it up. That's the folk tradition. So who are some of the people that you've been playing with, or what kind of groups you get in to play with?
Well, I guess I started out for many years being part of a folk/punk music project called the Railyard Ghosts, and that was kind of created not too far from here in Grand Marais. I spent a winter down at the end of the Gunflint Trail at the Wilderness Canoe Base. And my boyfriend and I at the time, which was about a decade ago, and we're still good friends, and we started that. And so it kind of just continued to build. It started with the two of us, and we got some more friends collected along the way playing different instruments. And then we just broke off and got other people to sort of join the band and leave the band over the years. And so that kind of changed the sound. And then we would always be kind of moving about a lot and taking breaks. So I sort of had to fill in the time by just playing with other friends who are on the road and playing instruments and sort of just encompassing this wide range of a folk tradition of music and just keeping it alive, like the Americana or the bluegrass or the old time, or just a kind of a mix of all those old folk songs that have been with America forever, but yeah. maybe not a lot of people know what they are.
Because a lot of those, like, it's an American tradition, but then there's even roots beyond that that's really
right.
interesting.
Right, and I think that's also where I've been interested in the Celtic stuff, too. It's just sort of exploring the backgrounds of all of that folk music.
Do you have a Celtic tune you could do right now?
Yeah, let me think of one. Yeah, I'll do... I'm not exactly sure what the name of this one is. Isn't that fun? So maybe someone will hear it on the air and be able to tell you, and then you can tell me.
The Gaelic name. There we go. An unnamed Celtic tune from Abigail Arrowsmith, maybe formerly from the group Railyard Ghosts, and up here busking around town and just passing through, and we're glad to have her on the air to get capture some of her music. You wrote the first one, you said. So do you do a lot of original music?
I have a lot of other original music, and mostly I write that on a guitar with so I'm sort of trying to expand into writing tunes on the fiddle, and it's hard for me to remember some of the ones that I wrote a couple of years ago because I maybe just never recorded them or something. But yeah, I'm starting to get more into it. It's just music is so fluid, it just comes and it goes sometimes.
That's crazy. Railyard Ghosts, when you were just mentioning that, you talked about traveling, and were you playing gigs pretty much all the time on the road, or how did that work?
Yeah, you know, sometimes we would just be deciding we wanted to go somewhere and we'd be busking along the way. And sometimes we would, you know, one of the band members would set up a month-long tour. And so we'd just be going and playing at different, you know, it was more like underground stuff a lot of the time. House shows or just like a collective sort of places with radical people or punks or just kind of just weirdos.
I heard in your conversation with Joe Fredericks earlier, you were talking about hitchhiking a lot, going to a bunch of different places that way.
Yeah, that we also did that. We all traveled without any type of vehicle for many years. And then sometimes on the tours, we would wrangle somebody that maybe could like get us there quicker. But there was definitely a lot of time spent early on in the project of just having to hitchhike, or I guess one of the things that we started out doing was also riding trains, although I can't necessarily tell anybody else to go do that. It's illegal. Be careful.
I mean, what are we talking about? Yeah. Well, was doing that and getting and using transportation that way, was that stressful at all, or did you always end up finding someone who could help you out?
Yeah, we always got around just fine doing that, and I think we did it because we loved, for the love of it, really, for the love of just living that way. And it really has, like, given me a different experience. Sometimes I'll be driving in the car and be like, oh, I feel like I'm missing out on so much because I'm just, even though I'm free to go where I want and do what I want. And in that sense, as far as just, you know, not waiting for somebody to pick you up on the side of the road, it really, it's a different experience. You get to meet so many people and you learn to kind of just like talk to anyone. And I think it helped. I feel like I was already open-minded previous to kind of doing that a lot, but mm-hmm. it really helps open a lot of doors to different types of people and different experiences. You never know what's going to happen or who you're going to affect with your music, who might just kind of side-eye you if they don't know that you maybe have this musical connection that you can share with them first.
Yeah. Doing a lot of interviews with musicians over the last couple of years, I've met so many folk musicians who have a punk background or have some sort of punk love or influence there. Why do you think like the ideologies of punk and folk mesh together?
I think it's just looking for parts of a traditional culture that are not, it's kind of a dying art, you know, and it's something that, I don't know. I feel like it makes me feel like I have somewhere that I came from versus like, you know, none of the punks really want to identify with like the current America or even the America of like the last 15 to 20 years. I think that just seems like, it's very capitalistically driven and we do just live in a time where people are looking forward and not backwards. And I think a lot of that is just sort of, as far as my opinion goes of that, just, yeah, trying to harness something that is rooted in real life and not just based on money. But it was like, you know, those traditions all came out of people just sharing with each other and really having like original day-to-day interactions. And now people are just kind of a little bit too busy in cities to, you know, you got to think about your job and your rent and all the bills. And then you're also, you know, the news is like, okay, well, maybe you need this giant TV or I don't know. I think it just, it brings me back to a place that seems a little more pure as far as just like human day-to-day life and the interactions between communities.
Abigail Wash. I just called you Abigail Wash. Oh my God.
She's also a great musician, so I should take that as a compliment.
I'm going to keep this in. Abigail Aerosmith is my guest right now. I was just listening to Abigail Washburn like yesterday. That's why. But is there any, I want to know what's next for you, if there's new musical projects or travels for you going up.
Yeah, I mean, I just, the person that I'm dating now is really, really loves the fiddle tunes and he's a really great guitar player. And so that's kind of actually surprisingly been hard for me to find. Not that I don't have friends who like to play along to accompany like the fiddle tune music, but I think it can be a little boring for the other backing string instrument sometimes. And so I am currently dating somebody that really likes to nerd out on that stuff and really loves that type of music, which is great for me because then he'll play all those tunes with me. And so we've been talking about maybe trying to do a tour up in Alaska next summer.
Cool.
And I'll be down in New Orleans for the wintertime trying to work on different various musical projects with him and probably my wide range of other very musically inclined friends down that way. So.
That sounds great. That's a perfect place to really make some music happen.
Yeah.
Abigail Aerosmith is joining me. Thanks for coming in. Do you want to do one more song for us?
Yes. Let me... I guess I didn't really prepare too much before this, so
that's all right.
I'll try and think of maybe a good old-time tune to do. I guess this one is called Shoemaker. I'm not sure who it's originally by. I was just out at a big string band festival that happens every year in West Virginia, in Clifftop, West Virginia. And there was like a band full of like young people that won one of the competitions with this tune. And I was like, oh, I need to learn that one. So I'm not sure if they wrote it, but I suspect it might be their original.
What's the name of the festival?
It's called the Appalachian String Band Festival, but also lovingly known just as Clifftop by many people. If you said that, I'm sure they would know.
Cool. Thank you. Abigail Aerosmith, thanks for coming in. Safe travels, and hope you get a lot of successful busking in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Yeah. It's been great.